This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
71 degrees and mostly cloudy out there in Chapel Hill Carborough. It's going to be a nice day today, partly sunny and not as warm as it has been. Highs in the upper 70s. Same goes for your weather tomorrow. 6:07 here at WCHL. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron both today and for the rest of this week as he takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. Judges will now decide whether an elections overhaul in North Carolina requiring photo ID to vote and scaling back early voting is discriminatory or permitted under the law. Several groups and voters filed two lawsuits in federal court challenging the law soon after Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill 2 days ago. Some of those same groups also plan to sue in state court soon as well. Lawyers challenging the law said at a news conference yesterday that they have a strong case and the totality of changes will be horrendous for black voters. Republicans who passed the bill disagree, saying provisions are similar to those in other states. Duke University Law Professor Guy Charles says the plaintiffs face an uphill battle to prevail, but some provisions could be hard for legislators to justify. As our state becomes the 34th state in the union to require ID to be able to vote, public policy polling has found that the new law is unpopular among voters, even though voter ID in general as a concept may not be. WCHL's Michael Papich reports.
According to the poll, 39% of North Carolinians support the voting reform bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory on Monday, while 59% oppose. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, says that voter ID requirements themselves are actually popular in North Carolina, but the bill became unpopular as other provisions were added, such as an end to straight ticket voting and shortening the early voting period from 17 to 10 days.
We found that only 33% of voters in the state thought it was a good idea to cut the early voting period by a week. 59% were opposed to that.
Tracy Reams, Orange County Board of Elections director, says that early voting was used by voters in the county in the 2012 November election.
We had a total of 50,233 ballots that was cast during the early voting period.
In a January 2011 poll by Public Policy Polling, Jensen says 66% North Carolinians supported just the idea of requiring voters to show ID.
This is one of the few things the Republicans wanted to do that really was popular, and they managed to make it unpopular by adding all this extra stuff.
The elimination of straight ticket voting in the voting reform bill was also unpopular with voters. Disapproval ran among both parties, with 68% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats opposing the move. Jensen says that Republicans in the General Assembly got rid of straight ticket voting because Democrats are more likely to use it.
I think the Republicans think that if they get rid of that, they'll have a better chance at winning some of those down ballot offices like insurance commissioner, secretary of state, those kinds of things.
Jensen says the move to pass a bill with added unpopular provisions is something the Republican General Assembly has been doing since Governor McCrory's election.
I think it's just a situation where Republicans really felt like, hey, we have this supermajority in both the House and the Senate. We have a Republican governor. We can really do pretty much whatever we want without having to worry about how popular it is.
Among the other items in the new voting reform law is that voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly, even at that location. Reams says this was also utilized in the previous election.
For the November general election in 2012, we had 34 provisional ballots that were cast due to voting out of precinct.
The law also prevents precincts from extending the time that they are open on election day due to long lines or other errors. Reams says no precincts in Orange County extended their hours in the 2012 election. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Tuesday asking him to review the voting reform law. Michael Papich, 97.9 WCHL.
Now, this has made national news. CBS just reporting on it a few minutes ago. And if you listen to WCHL in the afternoon, you're likely to hear national radio talk show host Ed Schultz. And if you listened yesterday, voter ID came up there, too. Schultz once again took time to focus on North Carolina, this time with respect to that new law. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill into law on Monday, which, among other things, requires voters to show a government-issued photo ID before voting. Schultz points out that this is the first bill dealing with voting signed into law since the Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act.
North Carolina has been the first state to step forward and do something, which I consider to be very radical, on new voting restrictions.
Schultz was joined by Bob Schrum, a Democratic strategist and a senior fellow at New York University's Wagner Graduate School of Public Service. Trump says that North Carolina's voting reform was passed to limit the voting of individuals who are less likely to support Republicans in elections.
They are losing the battle for the future demographics of America. They're losing young people. They're losing minorities. So they're going to try to hold this off for a while, hold off the demographic wave by keeping people from voting.
Schultz and Strum both particularly focused on a part of North Carolina's new voting law that prevents 17-year-olds who would be 18 by Election Day from pre-registering, which Strum says is unconstitutional.
They don't want young people to vote because the Republican Party has lost young people. It's lost young people because of its position on social issues, lost young people because of its position on student loans, economic fairness. You just go down the list.
Before the Supreme Court's decision in June, North Carolina would have needed federal approval before it implemented changes to voting such as these. The Justice Department still has the authority to sue states if it believes those states are passing discriminatory voting policies. And yesterday, U.S. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder asking him to sue to prevent North Carolina's voting law from taking effect. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's still a lot more to say on that issue as it develops, and that's not the only controversy locally and statewide. UNC Chapel Hill has endeavored to improve student safety through university-wide efforts. Some have said that gender non-specific housing, a program allowing males and females to live together in the same university dorm suites or apartments, might have saved some students from facing harassment because of their sexual identities. However, it was banned last week by UNC system leaders before the program could begin its pilot year. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this ongoing controversy.
Our board of governors, the University of North Carolina system's board of governors, are not focused on student safety and student success. They're focused on other things and other agendas.
That's UNC senior Kevin Claiborn. He served as the student coordinator of the Gender Nonspecific Housing Coalition. He was set to live with three other females in Ram Village Apartments, the first of four students to participate in the Gender Nonspecific Housing Pilot Program at UNC, allowing males and females to share bathrooms and common areas in suites or apartments, but not share the same room. Claiborn said the Board of Governors' decision, which affects the 16 UNC system campuses, put him in a bind to find housing, and now he is living alone.
I look forward to being around people that will be able to affirm my identity, and I can affirm their identity. I look forward to being in a welcoming and inclusive environment where my sexual orientation people welcome the discussion of that, welcome these hard conversations and these challenges.
The coalition worked for more than 2 years to make the program a reality, Claiborn explained. The group held sessions in which students shared how they had been bullied.
Because we know that gender-specific housing was an opportunity to address the bullying and harassment that's happening in our housing experiences on UNC Chapel Hill's campus.
Terry Phoenix, UNC's LGBTQ Center Director, served on the Gender Nonspecific Housing Coalition alongside Claiborn. She said that residence halls were the fourth most common location where students said they had experienced harassment because of their sexual orientations, according to UNC's 2011 Campus Climate Report. She said that half of students who reported harassment identified themselves as heterosexuals. Phoenix said she believed that the program would have benefited a diverse group of UNC students. 55 university departments and groups supported the policy, and more than 2,000 students signed a petition in favor of it. Most notably, the UNC Board of Trustees approved the policy last November, championed by former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe.
We were able to demonstrate that this proposed policy had broad-based support from a number of student organizations, departments, and we made the case that this was an approach and one of many approaches that we wanted to have at our disposal to ensure student safety.
Phoenix, who also served on the Sexual Assault Task Force this summer, said the point of the Gender Nonspecific Housing Initiative was not to randomly assign males and females to live together. She said it was about providing a safe environment, allowing students the opportunity to room with other people who elected to be a part of the pilot program.
And this group of people then would have either had the chance to say, I want to live with these specific roommates, regardless of what their gender was, or they would have been assigned with other people who also said, because of my concerns about safety, I want to be in a place where people don't have concerns about rooming with an LGBT person. That's what this policy would have done, and that's what was prevented by this Board of Governors decision.
Both Phoenix and Claiborn said that despite the Board of Governors' decision, they will continue to educate people about why gender non-specific housing is important, with the hopes that the Board of Governors will revisit the policy in the future. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:16 is the time. Coming up after the break, we've got traffic and weather together. After that, WCHL Championship Sports. Head coach Larry Fedora talking Tar Heel football. That's on the way in a few minutes after this.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon. The bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Wright Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
At 6:19 is the time. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Right now, traffic looking good out there on the road. Still early in the morning. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54 looking good in all directions through Chapel Hill, Carborough. I-40 problem free east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, and nothing to report in Durham either. Traffic smooth on all the main roads there. If you're seeing anything that we are not reporting either now or throughout the morning, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe, of course, or you can give us a call in our newsroom. 919-967-8363 is that number to call. This weather report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carborough, 69 in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy generally across the area, but no rain in the radar, and that is going to be the case for the next couple of days. We'll have skies clearing up a little bit this morning, and then partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Overnight lows down in the upper 50s tonight, and then tomorrow's weather, more of the same. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows down around 60, with a slight chance of rain creeping into the forecast late at night. And that will carry over into Friday to begin to end the work week. Mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain, and highs once again in the upper 70s. That chance of rain, unfortunately, is only going to increase as we get to the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, it's looking like a couple of rainy days. Showers likely all day, both days. 60 to 70% chance of rain both days, with highs in the upper 70s. Good chance of rain for Monday and Tuesday as well. 6:21 the time. Time now for the top 10 list with David Letterman.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Oh, O'Reilly. Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to school got you on the run?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store. Save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink. Plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
The category tonight, top 10 things overheard during Lindsay Lohan's first night in jail. We had a guy there. You're not supposed to do this. We had a guy, and now we have the top 10 things overheard Lindsay Lohan's first night in jail. So it's going to be quite insightful, quite telling, and pretty entertaining, I'm going to bet here. Number 10, your orange prison jumpsuit matches your fake tan. Number 9, Art Delousing's fun. Number 8, I hope they have OK Magazine in the library. Number 7, tattoo time. Number 6, liquor served out of the toilet. What is this, David Spade's house? Number 5, just think of it as a really bad spa. Number 4, who made the chipped beef? Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah, really.
Number 3, it's Hollywood. Everyone goes to prison. Number 2... Why can't we get an A-list celebrity like Meryl Streep? And the number one thing overheard during Lindsay Lohan's first night in jail, where's the bar?
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. His guests will be Jason Sudeikis and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, plus new summer toys. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
All right, the top 10 list with David Letterman, segueing directly into... Quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. It is, we are only 15 days away from a Tar Heel football getting underway on Thursday, August 29th against the Gamecocks of South Carolina. Larry Fedora talking about his players this week as Tar Heel training camp continues. One of the interesting storylines coming out of it is the possibility of Jack Tabb playing on both sides of the football, tight end and linebacker. Coach Fedora says Tabb is one of his most intelligent players.
Jack is probably one of our brightest football players as far as his football savvy. I mean, he really is. He understands. I mean, you know, we feel like we could throw Jack over, let him learn base defense right now as a linebacker, learn some things about it, bring him back in 3 or 4 days and throw him back in a tight end, and he'll know it like it's nothing.
Preseason training camp and audition tape for a number of Tar Heels, some emerging young Tar Heels starting to make noise. Coach Fedora yesterday singled Lucas Crowley, TJ Logan, and Ryan Switzer out among those who came to his mind. Kickoff again is the 29th. Time now for the Osgood File.
By Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Largest airline in the world? Not so fast.
This is sort of like the marriage in which the minister says, speak now, forever hold your peace. Well, the Justice Department just spoke.
More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
It was back in February that American Airlines, which is coming out of bankruptcy, announced plans to merge with U.S. Airways and create the largest airline in the world. But yesterday, the Justice Department filed suit to stop the merger, and CBS News transportation correspondent Cheryl Atkinson says the reason is the possibility of huge fare increases, like a one-stop round-trip flight from New York to Houston.
The American Airlines fare comes up as $1,467. On its merger partner, U.S. Airways, it costs just $575. If the two airlines become one, the lower fare would disappear.
Reaction from passengers at Reagan National, where 69% of the flights would be run by the same company if the merger goes through.
Anything that will help the consumers to save money.
The government should stay out of most of these type of things.
So, what's likely to happen? Here's CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
This is an opportunity now for both America and U.S. Air to go back to the Justice Department and the Department of Transportation and say, okay, what do we have to give up to make this work? What kind of horse trading goes on in terms of routes, slots, gates, even cities?
But Seattle-based travel analyst Steve Danishek says the horse trading probably won't involve the things that really annoy passengers, like the charges for baggage, the charges for 6 inches of legroom. And it's not likely to affect airfares, which he says are going up not because of mergers, but also because of all the federal taxes and fees. He says what most passengers probably don't know is that on international flights especially, taxes and fees can be more than the actual airfare. At least you can still use those overhead nozzles for free, I think. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal Rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
Got faith? How does your faith come alive in daily living? I'm Kenneth Menar, pastor of Grace Church, and I invite you to join us this month as we make faith fun, down-to-earth, and practical. You'll grow in your faith and experience community this fall as we launch more than 70 small groups. We have phenomenal programming for kids, teenagers, and adults. In this day and age, we all need faith. Join us on the journey of faith. Yours will grow in our vibrant community. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives, gracelife.com.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedoda Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for a landscape design consultation, available today only for $75. Put your landscaping ideas and aspirations into action. A lead designer from Bedoda will meet with you at your location to discuss your needs and desires. They will generate two design concepts and drawings that are appropriate to both your climate and your personal taste. They can also incorporate hardscapes, water features, and focal elements like arbors and sculptures. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:30, half past the hour, and this weather report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch, battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 71 degrees and cloudy out there in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 69 in Hillsboro. It will clear up later today. We'll have partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Gorgeous day today. Going to be the same tomorrow. Overnight lows tonight down in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow once again partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows around 60 with a slight chance of rain creeping into the forecast late at night, and that will give way to mostly cloudy skies to end the week on Friday. 30% chance of rain to end the week with highs in the upper 70s, and then a 60 to 70% chance of rain all day Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures are right around 80.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it
it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Egypt's military cracks down on demonstrators supporting ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Rebecca Collards in Cairo.
We were standing in front of what is basically a row of tanks that is blocking people from getting to the protest, and they've just fired some sort of fire. I can't tell if it's live bullets or pellets into the crowd, and we've all run back.
Dozens dead. CBS's Alex Ortiz reports.
Given the scale of force that the government is using, automatic gunfire, helicopters, tear gas, and the massive number of security forces they've brought into the area, it's totally reasonable to expect that the death toll will rise.
Government spokesman Khaled Dayoud says protesters were warned to leave.
I really question very much a mother who holds her child and portrayed that child to the camera while there is tear gas around. Women with children should have immediately left.
Some protesters say they're trapped. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
6:32 here at WCHL. This is Aaron Keck filling in for Ron today and for the rest of this week, as Ron takes a much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. North Carolina back in the national news as a result of the voter ID law signed into law by Governor McCrory earlier this week. The fight is not over legally speaking, though. Judges will now decide whether the elections overhaul in North Carolina requiring photo ID to vote and also scaling back early voting is discriminatory or permitted under the law. Several groups and voters filed two lawsuits in federal court challenging that law soon after Governor McCrory signed the bill, and some of those groups also plan to sue in state court soon as well. As our state becomes the 34th in the union to require ID to be able to vote, public policy polling has found that the new law is unpopular among voters, even though voter ID as a concept may not be. WCHL's Michael Papich reports.
According to the poll, 39% of North Carolinians support the voting reform bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory on Monday, while 59% oppose. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, says that voter ID requirements themselves are actually popular in North Carolina, but the bill became unpopular as other provisions were added, such as an end to straight ticket voting and shortening the early voting period from 17 to 10 days.
We found that only 33% of voters in the state thought it was a good idea to cut the early voting period by a week. 59% were opposed to that.
Tracy Reams, Orange County Board of Elections director, says that early voting was used by voters in the county in the 2012 November election.
We had a total of 50,233 ballots that was cast during the early voting period.
In a January 2011 poll by Public Policy Polling, Jensen says 66% North Carolinians supported just the idea of requiring voters to show ID.
This is one of the few things the Republicans wanted to do that really was popular, and they managed to make it unpopular by adding all this extra stuff.
The elimination of straight ticket voting in the voting reform bill was also unpopular with voters. Disapproval ran among both parties, with 68% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats opposing the move. Jensen says that Republicans in the General Assembly got rid of straight ticket voting because Democrats are more likely to use it.
I think the Republicans think that if they get rid of that, they'll have a better chance at winning some of those down ballot offices like insurance commissioner, secretary of state, those kinds of things.
Jensen says the move to pass a bill with added unpopular provisions is something the Republican General Assembly has been doing since Governor McCrory's election.
I think it's just a situation where Republicans really felt like, hey, we have the supermajority in both the House and the Senate. We have a Republican governor. We can really do pretty much whatever we want without having to worry about how popular it is.
Among the other items in the new voting reform law is that voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly, even at that location. Reams says this was also utilized in the previous election.
For the November general election in 2012, we had 34 provisional ballots that were cast due to voting out of precinct.
The law also prevents precincts from extending the time that they are open on election day due to long lines or other errors. Reams says no precincts in Orange County extended their hours in the 2012 election. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Tuesday asking him to review the voting reform law. Michael Papich, 97.9 WCHL.
In Orange County, after your local landfill shut down at the end of June, solid waste director Gail Wilson says he's only heard of minimal issues coming from Orange County residents.
There was a small hauler or two who apparently didn't prepare well, and so when the landfill closed, they were not ready, did not have an alternate location for disposal selected.
Wilson says the department reached out to those haulers, but never heard back from them. He says now the department is successfully rerouting all of the solid waste trucks to the Durham City Transfer Station.
We had a good deal of time to plan for the closing of the landfill, so as far as Orange County's perspective goes, it's going pretty well.
While Orange County Solid Waste Management is currently using the Durham City Transfer Station, Wilson says officials in the department are still trying to find an alternate location to use when the Durham station's closed.
The first time that happens is over the Thanksgiving holidays, so we'll have that figured out. That won't be a problem.
He says there is a private landfill in Durham that's already being used as a contingent dumping area by Orange County officials that will likely be used as well in lieu of the Durham City Transfer Station. On other national news, two friends of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect have pleaded not guilty to disposing of evidence from his college dorm room. Dias Katerbayev and Azamat Tazayakov were arraigned on Tuesday, yesterday, in federal court on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Prosecutors say they tried to thwart the investigations of the deadly April explosions by throwing away fireworks and other items they found in the dorm room of Jahar Tsarnaev the day before his capture. Authorities found the fireworks in a New Bedford landfill. Lawyers for both men have said they did nothing wrong. Both are 19-year-olds from Kazakhstan. Like Tsarnaev, they were students at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth. If convicted, they face up to 20 years in prison. Back in North Carolina, outspoken conservatives in the western part of the state don't want compromise on Capitol Hill unless it comes from the other side of the aisle. Many Republicans delivering that message to Congressman Patrick McHenry as he launched a series of public Q&A sessions while Congress is on summer break. They told McHenry that the GOP should not pay for Obama's health care law, refuse to raise the nation's debt limit, and generally intensify opposition to the White House and Democratic Senate. Similar attitudes evident at town hall meetings around the country. It's been uncomfortable for some Republicans as they try to maintain good standing with the right heading into the 2014 elections. 6:38 the time, 22 minutes until the top of the hour. We've got the Tar Heel trivia coming up after the break. That's on the other side of these commercials here on the WCHL Wednesday morning news. Later on this hour, another look at traffic and weather together, and keep it tuned for your opportunity to answer Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. That's on the way later on this hour as well, but inside Carolina after this.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, Senior Mortgage Banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host,
Jones Angel.
Carolina baseball finished the 2013 campaign with a stellar 59 wins, the most in school history, and only one off the ACC record of 60. Carolina has found remarkable consistency under Mike Fox, winning 40 or more games 13 times in Fox's 15 years, and 50 or more victories 5 times. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, how many times before Mike Fox took over as Tar Heel head baseball coach did Carolina win 50 or more games in a single season? The answer will be revealed after this break. What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Under head coach Mike Fox, Carolina baseball won 54 games in 2006, 57 in 2007, 54 in 2008, 51 wins in 2011, and a school record 59 in 2013. But how many times did the Tar Heels win 50 or more games before Fox's tenure? Just once. The Tar Heels won 51 games in 1990 under Mike Roberts. The Tar Heels were ACC regular season and tournament champions that season, finishing the year 51-14.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center 9th Annual Golf Tourney, I invite you and your organization to sponsor Cornucopia's annual event at Briar Creek Country Club to help anyone journeying with cancer. A wide range of sponsorships are available. It's easy to see more at cancersupport4u.org or call 401-9333. And thank you, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carborough High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carborough?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelborough 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelborough app? No sweat. Visit chapelborough.com today to follow the instructions to install the new. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelborough.com today.
All right, welcome back to the WCHL Wednesday morning news. 6:45 the time, and this traffic report, rather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, the favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now joining us here in the studio with your traffic report, Rachel Nash. Good morning.
Good morning. Good news. No accidents to report at this time on NC 54, 15501 or the Durham Freeway or I-40. But if you do see anything else throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along to our weather report. This one brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. Right now, we are looking at 71 degrees for our temperature in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 69 degrees in Hillsboro. That hasn't changed since I sat down about an hour ago, but we are going to have temperatures picking up a little bit today, and the clouds are rolling out of the area as well. Going to be a gorgeous day today, partly sunny skies, no rain in the forecast at all, and not even as warm either. We'll have highs right where we want them to be, in the upper 70s. Very nice day for your weather today. Overnight lows tonight in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies continuing. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, we will have that beautiful weather continuing. Partly sunny skies once again with highs in the upper 70s. Weather tomorrow much like today's. On Thursday night, we'll have partly cloudy skies, slight chance of rain creeping back into the forecast, and lows around 60 degrees, 20% chance of rain there. That will give way to mostly cloudy skies to end the week on Friday with a 30% chance of showers and highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s with the chance of rain continuing to increase, and that will give way to a rainy weekend. Saturday and Sunday, it's looking cloudy and rainy both days. All day, 60 to 70% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. Highs lingering around the upper 70s, not really changing as far as that goes, but keep your umbrellas handy. We're going to need them pretty much all weekend long. Overnight lows down in the mid-60s both nights, with rain continuing in the evening and overnight hours as well. Chance of rain will gradually diminish as we get into the work week, but we'll still have a pretty decent chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will pick up as well. We'll have highs in the mid to upper 80s both days. WCHL News Time, 6:48. We're going to take a quick break now and come back with local and celebrity birthdays, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. That's on the way next.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
And happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, Wednesday, August 14th, you share it with a number of celebrities. Rock singer David Crosby, 72 years old today. Comedian actor Steve Martin, also an accomplished banjo player, 68 years old today. Actor Susan St. James, 67. Author Danielle Steele, 66. Gary Larson of The Far Side, 63 years old today. Actress Marcia Gay Harden, 54, along with Basketball Hall of Famer Irvin Magic Johnson. He went to my high school, 54 years old today. Singer Sarah Brightman is 53. Actress Halle Berry is 47, and actress Mila Kunis is 30. Also, NFL quarterback Tim Tebow turns 26 today. They share birthdays with a number of local Chapelboro insiders. Happy birthday to Lisa Tarantino, Carlo Garay, Katie Martin, Tamara Rice, Robert Manning, Melissa Hogan, Jerry Keller, Stephen Arrington, Julia Person, Pam Shields, Chuck Grant, Christian Madsen, Teresa Soule, Ann Merrill, Bruce Manning, Jana Parks, Lynn Dickinson, Todd Peterson, Nancy Cohn, and our birthday, our Chapelboro insider, birthday winner of the day, Tammy Allred. Happy birthday to you. You have won a $10 gift card from the UPS store in Meadowmont and just off of Fordham Boulevard. That is your local and celebrity birthdays brought to you, as always, by the UPS store. 6:50 is the time. Time now to move ahead to Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And for that, as always, even though he's not here in the studio today, through the magic of radio, we turn to Mr. Ron Stutz.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz. Let's welcome Freddie Kiger to the microphone.
Thank you very much. And Aaron, thank you for allowing us to share the same platform for you this morning.
We're on the Aaron Keck Show today,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Aaron stepping in, filling the breach.
I have never, never been so honored to be on anybody's show as I am to be on the Aaron Keck Show.
It has a ring to it, Aaron Keck.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Rolls off the tongue. I mean, there's something there.
Aaron's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah,
he's very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Aaron, don't say anything, buddy. We're just saying nice things about you for change. Yeah, you got a good trivia question today?
We're doing National Treasures today.
National Treasures.
National Treasures.
Aaron Keck.
Yeah, Aaron Keck.
Yeah.
Ron Stutz. Are you ready?
Freddie Kiger.
Well, to my mom. That'd be a local treasure. Brazil named one of their own.
Brazil.
Named one of their own as an official national treasure so he would not immigrate to Italy.
Really?
Who was it?
Wow.
You can make a good guess. This is kind of a simple one, guys. You can figure this out. Educational guess. Brazil named one of their own an official national treasure, so he would not immigrate to Italy.
Does it have anything to do with sports?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
Who was it? Give us a call. Give Aaron a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah.
You call with the correct answer.
You can swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
Or you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where...
Good to go.
Exactly.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Gunderson works in the Human Resources Department for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Right now, Mary is excited because there are new teachers who are nationally board certified, and she played a role in that.
Well, this past year, for the 12-13 school year, we are happy to say that we have 12 new recipients of national board certification, and overall, we have 227 teachers who hold the national board certificate.
Mary Gunderson says it's a source of great pride for everyone connected with the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system and speaks to the quality and high standards of the district.
These are nationally recognized teachers who have obtained this national recognition of best practices through a very rigorous assessment process, a year-long assessment process. So, I mean, it certainly is a matter of great pride to the district that we have this many National Board Certified teachers. And I think it's a great piece of evidence of the high-quality teaching staff that we have and the dedication of the teachers that we have in the district, that we have so many teachers who have obtained the National Board Certification.
Mary Gunderson is Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, and she works with a group of folks to help the certification process happen right here with our local teachers.
We have a National Board support group, and we meet monthly for various topics that are related to process. The best component is that because we have this rich supply of National Board teachers in the district, those teachers have been very generous with their time and with their expertise in sharing tips, suggestions, being a reader for National Board candidates. National Board candidates have to submit lengthy written entries reflecting on their teaching practices, and we have a number of National Board teachers in the district who are happy to serve as readers, to provide guidance, suggestions, feedback about the particular entry that that person is preparing for submission that year.
Mary says a lot of the credit should go to Kim Hoke and the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation.
The application fee is $2,500 per applicant for the full process, and we're very fortunate that the Public School Foundation has provided $1,000 scholarships for Chapel Hill Carborough teachers who are applying for the National Board process. So we're very, very grateful to the Public School Foundation. That money comes directly from the Public School Foundation. It is a scholarship. Those persons do not have to repay that $1,000. They simply repay it through service to the district. They must return and work to the district at least 1 year after the completion process.
Congratulations on a job well done year-round. Mary Gunderson, Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Freddie, were you talking about, just a moment ago, were you talking about Pele?
Of course I was.
Soccer star?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry, I almost gave it away there.
That's all right. That's okay. That's right. Pele. Brazil named one of their own official citizens a national treasure, so he would not immigrate to Italy. Mm-hmm. Of course, Pele. It was after the 1958 World Cup, mm-hmm. and the move was made by Brazil to ward off huge offers from European clubs.
Yeah.
And he retired in 74, but in 75, he agreed to a three-year, $7 million contract to play with the New York Cosmos.
That was a lot of money back then.
Oh, yeah, to promote the game in the United States. And he retired after leading the Cosmos to the North American Soccer League Championship in 1977, the same year that you came to Chapel Hill and I started teaching.
Boy, that was a monumental year, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Whoa! Freddie, one of these days, they're going to put your picture on Mount Rushmore.
It'll be probably on the funny pages, and it'll be the bottom of a parakeet page.
Nice profile shot up there, Freddie Kiger, along with the president.
Well, hey, we're both Mickey Yule and Tommy O and all those guys, and Greg Overbeck were kind enough to include us at Spanky's, which in a way is the Mount Rushmore wall.
Yeah, well, they've always said we were off the wall.
Yeah, well, we're on it now.
I hope they don't take us off the wall.
No, that's...
I like being up there.
That was cool.
I like being
up
there.
Thanks, guys. That was really an honor.
Go to Spanky's, look to your right, and you'll see us over there.
Yeah, we're up there.
Yeah.
Up there with Billy Crump.
Yeah, a lot of really competent people.
Oh, my God.
Somehow we've managed to squeeze in there.
Yeah, we'd be like the SAT test. Which two do not belong?
Hey, thanks, man.
Aaron, take care, buddy. Thanks for doing us.
Yep.
And thanks to you, Freddie and Ron. And congratulations to Walt Mack, who got the answer right again. Pele, national treasure from Brazil. Walt wins a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Keep it tuned to WCHL. Tomorrow morning we'll give you another chance and another trivia prize. 6:56 is the time. Coming up after the break, another look at your weather.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedoda Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for a landscape design consultation, available today only for $75. Put your landscaping ideas and aspirations into action. A lead designer from Bedoda will meet with you at your location to discuss your needs and desires. They will generate two design concepts and drawings that are appropriate to both your climate and your personal taste. They can also incorporate hardscapes, water features, and focal elements like arbors and sculptures. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:58 is the time here at WCHL. We've got CBS News coming up in a couple of minutes. One quick traffic note, if you're heading west from Raleigh towards Chapel Hill, I-40 backed up beginning around Harrison Avenue all the way back to Wade Avenue as a result of an earlier accident that had been blocking a lane of traffic just past Harrison. The lanes are back open again now, but the delays remain, so give yourself more time to get through there. This weather report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Don't forget the chewy ice. 70 degrees and cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 69 degrees in Hillsboro. The clouds are going to roll out of the area, at least part of them today. We'll have partly sunny skies and beautiful weather, highs in the upper 70s. Doesn't get nicer than that. Overnight lows tonight in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies, and then more of same tomorrow. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. We have a slight chance of rain creeping into the area on Thursday night, but for the next 36 hours, looks like we will remain rain-free. Overnight lows tomorrow night down around 60, and then on Friday, a 30% chance of rain to end the week with highs in the upper 70s and mostly cloudy skies. That chance of rain will pick up as we get into Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday, unfortunately, looking like a wet and dreary weekend. Showers likely all day on Saturday and Sunday. 60 to 70% chance of precipitation throughout the weekend with cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s both days, overnight lows in the mid-60s. 7 o'clock, time now for the CBS News at the top of the hour, and then another hour of the morning news after that.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.